I'm here with Steve Bob, who is a special effect producer on Beauty and the Beast. Is that what it is?
Visual effects producer.
Oh, visual effect producer. I wrote the wrong thing.
All right, that's all right.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
So you got to convert a very beloved animation into a live action feature. What kind of logistics difficulties were there, if there were any, to get that project going?
Good question. A lot of challenges for sure, because we, of course, we're starting from trying to recreate a 1991 animated classic. So, you know, that was a little daunting, but, you know, we really wanted to stick to this feeling like a normal movie, like a live-action movie that with no animated characters, or certainly didn't want them to come across as, like, cartoon characters.
Right.
So a big part of the challenge was taking basic, you know, household props, standard props of that time, a candelabra, a mantle clock, a rack, and, you know, we built real models of all of these, you know, so we were going to photograph them and see them in a room just as a stationary, standalone prop, and then we had to come up with convincing ways to bring it to life, let it move, let it animate, let it emote, let it run, walk, jump, but still feel like that thing, still feel like a mantle clock, still feel like a candelabra. We had to make up a lot of our own rules on how each character could or should or shouldn't move, and then there was just a ton of trial and error. You know, we'd push it to a certain extent, and then it would start feeling a little cartoony, and then we'd have to pull back, and it took a while to find our way, but then once we had those sort of rules defined, then it became a lot simpler.
I was reading the production notes, and, I mean, you guys did all sorts of incredible collections of things to recreate these very elaborate sequences. And that's something that you supervised personally, or had a group of people working under you?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, it funneled all through me. But the whole project, there was such a wonderful spirit of collaboration that I think started from the top down with Bill Condon's background in theater, where it very much is, you know, a group of people coming together to, you know, that need to work seamlessly to put on a production on the stage. I think he was viewing it to some degree in the same way. So we all had to come together. You know, I worked with the art department, with costume department, with special effects department, with props. All of us sort of had to know the game plan to be able to pull it off together.
It was really, I have to admit, there was, you never know what to expect, you know, when you take something from animation and turn it into live action. It was pretty impressive. It was pretty impressive. You were able to kind of get lost into the film just like you did with the animation. And of course, to it, it makes you want to go back and look at the original animation to see.
that's all good to hear. Yeah, I mean, when you start off on any movie, you know, you don't know how the audience is going to react. Some people are going to love it. Some people are not going to love it. But, you know, at the end of the day, we only had to ask ourselves, did we achieve what the original vision was? Did we achieve what we wanted to achieve creatively? And then you got to leave it up to the audience to decide if they like it or not. And we all walked away feeling at least what we wanted to achieve, the initial vision that Bill had, and then that everybody shared, we felt pretty good about at the end of the day.
Well, I have to say, you succeeded, because the movie did pretty well.
Doing okay.
Doing okay. And now that we have the Blu-ray DVD coming out, are there going to be any little special extras on it that behind the scene kind of stuff that we'll get to enjoy?
Yeah, there's going to be some fun stuff on there. We didn't pull the curtain all the way back because, you know, you still have to preserve a little bit of mystery in this world. But yeah, no, there's going to be a lot of fun stuff. There's so much to pull from. It was really a master's class in how to achieve. Initially seems unachievable.
I haven't gotten a chance to look over the Blu-ray yet to see what's on it, but I'm gonna just ask you: is there any scenes that were that did not get into the finish? Is that something that we might find on the Blu-ray?
Yeah, there's some small scenes. I mean, and not as expansive as a lot of movies. And again, I think that goes back to Bill. I think he looked at this as, you know, he was getting ready for opening night on a stage. So we were very well rehearsed and very much knew what we were going to do. But there's a song that was originally conceived a little bit differently and was longer, the Days in the Sun song.
Mm-hmm.
So audiences get a chance to see how that was originally conceived and sung. And then we got some great little moments with, like Josh Gad and Luke Evans. They were just thick as thieves on set, and with Josh Gad around, there's always a joke just about ready to happen, so there's some nice fun tidbits with him on the Blu-ray as well.
Those two guys together are just phenomenal. I mean, you actually felt
yeah.
that was custom.
No, absolutely. And Josh was great. There were so many moments. I mean, some people don't have an off button, and you wish they did. Josh doesn't have an off button, and you're glad he doesn't, because he's just constantly hilarious. It was so much fun.
So this sounds like it was a pretty cool project to work on compared to, because you've been working on many different productions like this. So for you personally, was a pretty nice achievement?
Very much so. I mean, I always wanted to be involved in a musical. And then, you know, I didn't start off in visual effects, but sort of sometimes a path leads you where you weren't expecting. So as far as being able to exercise, you know, everything I've ever learned in visual effects allowed me to do that as well. So, and of course, you know, when you're working on something that is so precious to a studio as a library title, that sort of adds to everything. I mean, initially I thought it was just going to add a lot of stress and pressure, which it did a little bit, but the studio was just so supportive. They were, you know, they wanted this to succeed, and they gave us, you know, all of the support we needed to make sure it did.
Hey, Angela, we have time for just one last question.
Well, actually, I was just going to sign off.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate this, and congratulations, and looking forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.